opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975, you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. A little Lewis Riddick to the Texans talk, a little James Harden talk, both of which we'll get a little more into. But a lot of college football. Everybody seems to be having fun with this discussion.
Well, it really is an interesting year because it's, I guess we've had the conversation over and over of, should this undefeated non-Power 5 team be in the playoff?
Right.
And now we've got, should this undefeated Power 5 team be in the playoff? And normally it's almost automatically, yes, they should be. But this is a year unlike any other. So it is a debate.
Well, it is. And I think it's also more of a question this year because you are having to guess.
Careful with your cup. It looks like it's leaning.
It's almost empty. Oh, okay. So. Yeah, just quick water break.
Okay.
But, I think this year has more questions. But I also think that, yeah, and it also has more interest because you've got a university that's sitting an hour away from us that is on the cusp of this thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm a team you can actually hear on our station. But it started with the Tim Brando thing. The one thing that he said that I did think kind of made sense was the committee kind of dogged Cincinnati for only playing one game in 3 weeks. And then you don't address Ohio State in that?
Right.
Yeah. Grab a couple calls here. People want to get in on this.
Let's talk to Mark.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. When you talk about A&M, whether they would rather go to a championship game or the playoffs or play in a bowl game, I think about Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame's been to the playoffs twice and gotten their butts kicked both times. But when they're in the talk this year, you don't hear them talking about, well, whatever bowl game they would have won those 2 years. You hear people saying they've been to the playoffs twice before. Yeah. So I think it would always be better to go to the playoffs.
Hey, well, but the thing is, like, at some point you start becoming a team that, like Oklahoma is now. Like, don't you think maybe instead of Oklahoma being the team that constantly gets to the playoffs and gets their heads kicked in, like, wouldn't it maybe be a little bit better if a couple of those years they didn't make the playoff and they won the Fiesta Bowl? Like, it probably would change their reputation a little bit if they finished fifth and won a big bowl game versus finishing fourth and getting beheaded in the playoff. Like, because right now, I think all of us in here and probably everybody out there listening, when you think of Oklahoma and the playoff, all we think about is, God, they keep putting them in and they've got no chance. They keep showing up and getting smacked around. They don't belong. So there is something too, like sometimes a win. Now Aggie's obviously a different conversation because they've never been.
Right.
So
that's a big deal to them.
But maybe the first time you go, maybe it would be a bigger deal.
Let's not throw out the miracle possibility that Oklahoma could be the fourth team again here. If they beat Iowa State,
it's super long shot.
It is a long shot, but Ohio State were to lose, I think they might jump Northwestern, and then you're looking at, okay, here's Oklahoma again. Would Oklahoma fan be good with that? Oh, we get to be fourth and play Alabama.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be thrilled, but they'd be thrilled for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem with that scenario becomes, Oklahoma has a dreadful loss. Iowa State loss isn't that bad. They lost to Kansas State at home.
Yeah.
That's hard to explain.
Yeah, well, and Kansas State was healthy and was actually a pretty decent team then, but they weren't a good team. They were decent. And somebody asked, hey, for this year only, because it's COVID, why don't they just have a playoff for as many teams that look worth the darn to play it off and have one championship?
Because you don't want to change the rules in the middle of the season. And that's what I was bitching about Ohio State doing to begin with. And now, at least their rules were made up by their conference, so it's a little bit different. But the entire NCAA changing the rules like that, if you're Alabama, does that seem fair to you? Now Alabama's got to play four or five games instead of two? Because what did Alabama just took care of their business.
Well, if you're going to talk about teams that are worth a damn, I'll go back to what I said. You'd be better off with two teams this year. It'd be Alabama and then the winner of Clemson, Notre Dame, and that's...
Call that the deal.
That's it, yeah.
I do kind of wish that we could almost... I wish it were a fluid situation. Like, each year you can go, you know what? Only two teams qualified this year. Sorry, other guys. And then maybe some years you say, oh, we're going to have this six-team playoff. Or some years you say, oh, we'll do four. Maybe one year you say, we'll do eight. Because there's 8 1-loss teams, and they all have a legitimate gripe. This isn't that year. This isn't the year where we need to... I don't need to see Georgia play another meaningful football game. I don't. I know what Georgia is. I saw it.
Yeah, well, and that's where the argument we would be having is, why is Georgia in the top eight?
Right. Or Florida. Listen, guys, if Florida losing to LSU doesn't tell you enough, I don't know what will. Like, right now, Florida could beat Alabama, and I would still make an argument they don't belong in the playoff. They probably would get in. Or they'd at least try to get it, because I don't know if they're going to leave out an SEC champion. You lose to LSU this year, you don't belong. I'm sorry. You throw a shoe? Who throws a shoe? Really?
You talk about it being fluid. This year would be a good year to model after KBO, where you just put Alabama at the top, seven plays eight, winner goes on to play six, winner goes on to play five, and then just Alabama sits there and waits for the beat-up team to get there.
Now, that's a move, because now, you'd line them up. In a lot of crappy college basketball conferences do this.
Probably explain a little bit better how the KBO system works real
quick.
So,
the first round of the playoffs would be who's number – the first round of the playoffs would be
the bottom two seeds.
Cincinnati versus Texas A&M. They would play each other. Whoever wins that game – would go play, or it'd be Cincinnati and Oklahoma or Iowa State, whoever went. The winner of that would go play A&M. The winner of that goes to play Notre Dame. The winner of that plays Clemson. And the winner of that plays Alabama. I'm kind of for that this year. This seems like a good year for that.
Yeah, it does. The one problem I have with tiering it like that is we think Alabama's better than everybody else, but you're still somebody's deciding.
Yeah.
Oh, Alabama's the best team.
Well, it's me. I'm deciding. Yeah, I've watched these games. I'm deciding.
Hey, well, you don't get to decide.
Well, I should.
It's not your call.
Let's talk to James. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, was AJ, you're stealing all my points about my Florida Gators, man.
Okay.
Okay, so that was part of my call, but, I was sitting here listening to you guys. I've been on hold, and I like your idea about the playoffs, but being fluid every year. I think every year that you have Division I schools that are undefeated, that's how many people should go into a playoff. That would be my solution for that. Just an idea. Anyway, my question with Florida is, say they beat Alabama, right? And they're sitting there, why them losing, period, to LSU, didn't drop them lower to 7. I don't understand that. But say they beat Alabama in the SEC championship. Notre Dame beats what would now be a 2-loss Clemson. I know Clemson's concreted in there. I know Alabama's concreted in there. But can you really keep Alabama in there if they lose to a team who just blatantly, idiotically lost to an LSU team, number one? Can you keep Clemson in there if they lose two games to the same team? I don't care if they had Trevor in the first game or not. They got him now.
No, I think if Clemson loses, I think Clemson's out. I do think
if they lose, you think they're out?
I do think if Clemson loses again, I think they're out.
Yeah, I agree.
I honestly think they would put Iowa State, a 2-loss Iowa State, in over a 2-loss Clemson.
I mean, I don't know.
Because Iowa State would be coming off a win over Oklahoma. And then you'd have to start saying, okay, let's stack rank Clemson's wins here. Because what we do know is the two best teams they played, The two best opponents they had, beat them. So now you look at the rest of Clemson's resume and you're like, okay, what's their best win?
North Carolina, Miami.
They didn't play North Carolina.
That's right, they didn't play North Carolina.
They played Miami.
Yeah.
Does anybody here think Miami's like You should be beating your chest if that's your best win. They played a bunch of Syracuses and Georgia Techs. They played Citadel and Wake Forest. Iowa State beat Oklahoma twice. They beat Texas. I think at some point you have to say, okay, well, these guys at least beat some teams with a pulse.
Yeah, they also lost at home to Louisiana.
I get it.
But now that was the first game, but that's also not a good loss.
It's not a good loss, certainly. Although Louisiana's not, I mean,
no, they're not a bad team, but you're also a Big 12 champion.
Yeah.
You're talking about getting in the playoffs. You can't lose at home to Louisiana.
But I do think rather than put Clemson in, who really doesn't have a quality win on their schedule, I think this game is very important to Clemson. I think it's more important to Clemson than it is to Notre Dame, because I feel like if Notre Dame loses, they are still in. I think if Clemson loses, they're out.
I would agree. But I also, I don't think, I honestly can't see a scenario, no matter how hard you try, where you're getting Iowa State in there. I just don't see it, because for one thing, if Alabama beats Florida, okay, that eliminates Florida. But you know, if Florida were to somehow upset Alabama, Alabama's not going to be left out.
No, Alabama's not going to be left out.
And you're probably putting Florida in. So you're either looking at two ACC teams or two SEC teams.
I'd put Iowa State in over Florida.
Not if they beat Alabama, you wouldn't.
I would.
See, that's silly. They don't have a win as good as Florida then. And they've got two losses, including a really bad one. And Florida, you know, LSU may be down this year, but they still have talent. So, I mean, it's not a good loss, but it ain't Louisiana.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't make a case for Iowa State. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Iowa State fan out there. But it just...
I think you can. Maybe not if Florida beats Alabama.
Yeah,
which, by the way, talking about Florida beating Alabama, it's a fruitless conversation. What'd you say? Oh, okay.
But see, the problem with that is, okay, if we just assume, and probably rightfully so, that Alabama wins, you still already have three teams in there, because unless Clemson loses, then Notre Dame and Clemson are both getting in.
Yes.
And I don't think Clemson's going to
lose. Which is why
we've
said for a while, the smartest thing the ACC can do is say, "Up, our game got ronied. We can't play this ACC championship
game." And it'd be done
right
now.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, the only way you could even start considering Iowa State in that conversation is if Ohio State loses and Clemson loses. And that's asking an awful lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've already said I'd put Iowa State in over Ohio State.
Well, I don't know that they're better. I
don't know that they're better either, but I've seen them play quality opponents. I haven't seen Ohio State play a quality opponent.
Yes, I just don't know how quality opponents that there are in the Big 12 this year either.
Fred, your life savings on the line, Oklahoma or Indiana, who are you betting on? Just be honest. Who are you betting on?
What's the spread?
No, I'm talking just to win. Who's a better team, Oklahoma or Indiana?
I think Oklahoma's better, yeah, but I also saw them lose to a similar team in Kansas State.
But if your money was on the line, where would it be?
Yeah, but that's kind of a silly hypothetical, because that's not what we're arguing about. If we're doing,
but you're talking about quality wins.
No, but if we're going to go and do things.
And not only that, they beat that Oklahoma team twice.
And they haven't beat them twice yet.
In the scenario, they will have beaten them twice.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I also think they're not beating them twice.
Well,
but I
wouldn't say that.
I would also say, okay, here's a 6-0 team that won the Big Ten versus a team that lost at home to Louisiana. I can't get past that loss.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Guys, I could not be more happy with the windows that Allstate put in over at my house. Boy, did they look fantastic. And on top of that, I am saving 40%. On my energy bill. Look at me, saving money, Mr. Responsibility. My wife is thrilled because the windows look great. The house looks great from the outside, looks great from the inside. The functionality of these windows, you can choose. Like, my wife got our old windows that were just like standard windows that, you know, they raise halfway up. She got those replaced with like large picture windows that just have a sliding bottom, because she only wants to use the window for ventilation when she needs to. The rest, she just wants to have a nice view of the trees and the birds and the squirrels. So you can decide how you want it to look. And I'm telling you, it's a great experience. $2,500 off all window packages right now, or 25% off all window packages. Excuse me. Call them today, 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
When you look at Iowa State, one of the things that happened along the way, they beat a highly ranked Oklahoma team. They also beat 20th ranked Texas. They're leading the Big 12. The committee kept watching that defense and that offense improve. They have the leading rusher in the country, and so the appreciation for Iowa State is related to that.
And we're back on the Blitz, and we were just talking about this on Twitch. All of this is going to be moot because Clemson's going to beat Notre Dame, and they're not going to blow them out because Notre Dame's pretty decent. Ohio State's in. They've obviously proven they want them in. And Alabama's in. It's set. It's just all they're going to do is drop Notre Dame to 4. So it'll be Notre Dame, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson. Those are your semifinals. Done. Save this. Play it back on Monday because that's where we'll be. Theoretically.
You ain't wrong.
So, yeah, and we'll all argue over whether or not Ohio State deserves to be the fourth team or whether Notre Dame deserves to be in with one loss when they lose by 14, and it won't matter. It's going to wind up being, it's going to be those four teams.
Chase says, I don't think it's a head kicking, and Chase is an Aggie, I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's a head kicking if Bama plays A&M again. I think Bama wins, but if you watch the first time they played this year, it was 14-14 in the second quarter, and A&M kind of unraveled. That and Waddle had 142 yards receiving. Here's the thing, and Waddle's injured now, so it's unlikely that he would have 142 yards receiving.
However,
but Devontae Smith probably would now, or Mechie would, or somebody would. I don't know. I don't think it's much different. And honestly, Mac Jones is better now than he was in that A&M game. I don't see an answer. And yes, it was 14-14 in the second quarter. I mean, Arkansas was, I think they were down 7-3 after one. That doesn't mean that they were in the game. I don't know if being close for two quarters or a quarter and a half, it doesn't, if that makes you feel better, cool.
Yeah.
But there was no question by the end of that game, there was no question that A&M did not belong in the same class as that team.
So let me get this straight. You think A&M, who's not even going to be in a championship game, deserves to be put in the real championship game? When have I said that?
You haven't said that.
At no point have I said that. Sir, you must have misheard.
And while, yes, it was 14-14 in the second quarter, it was also 35-14 in the second quarter.
Yeah, and so, you know what else? Hey, you know who was up 24-0 against the Chiefs?
Yes.
And do you think you'd want to see a rematch of that? Oh, we did. What happened then?
Oh, well, it got better.
No, we didn't.
No.
So, no, I don't think it would be any different. But
the best win probability that A&M had in that game, the entire game, was 17.3% in the entire game. That's when it was 14-14. They had a 17% chance of winning.
Yeah, you know what I'm curious about is what the Vegas power rankings are. Because I know they've used those in the past when they're putting these things together. And that tells you who they think the four best teams are. And they know better than most people. But, you know. Somebody earlier said, stop hating on meaningless bowl games. They're usually great betting games. That is true.
They can be.
They can be. So
my guess is the Vegas odds are probably these top four that they've got now.
So they actually keep saying over and over that A&M deserves to be in the Final Four over Ohio State. So I'm sorry, but you're not being truthful. I've said I would put Cincinnati in there before them. I've said I would put A&M in there before them. But
the Ohio State thing isn't about, like, if I think Ohio State's good. It's about actual merit based on the season, not just saying, well, they're called Ohio State. Guess they've got to be in. I know they only played five games, but we have to assume if they played nine games, they'd be 9-0. My mind just doesn't automatically leap to saying, well, they would have won those four games.
What I've been saying all along is, like, I don't think Ohio State deserves to be there, but I'm not beating the drum for A&M to be 0 over them.
Right.
I would make a case for Cincinnati. I'd make a case for a two-loss OU. I might make a case for Florida if they beat Alabama and it's close. But you know, the reality is they're not moving them. If they were going to move them, they would have done it this week. When the Big Ten said, you know what, we're changing the rules, then the committee would have said, oh, maybe we should drop them. They're not moving them. So that's that. And, you know, I don't think they're losing to Northwestern. And if they do, guess what? Northwestern's in that conversation for the fourth spot because they'll have one loss. Yes. If you can believe that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But then their best win will be over Ohio State.
That's true.
So what do you do?
Who'd Northwestern lose to?
They lost to
Wisconsin.
I thought they lost to.
No, they lost to Michigan State.
Yeah,
That's a horrible loss.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
That's the worst.
That's the thing. Only two teams deserve to play for this.
Yep.
Alabama and the winner of the Clemson-Notre Dame game. Just say, listen, other teams, sorry, this year it didn't work out. Come back next year. Try again.
Yeah, I think this guy's particular beef is that he's an Ohio State guy and, you know, trying to make a case for Ohio State. And that's great. The case
for Ohio State is they're called Ohio State.
Yeah.
That is literally the only case you can make. They are called Ohio State. Otherwise, Cincinnati and USC have just as – Cincinnati even has a better case because they've had more wins over crappy competition than Ohio State has. But Ohio State and USC have basically done the exact same thing. Somehow Ohio State's fourth and USC's 13th.
Yeah, and that's my beef, is if you're going to put them in there, then USC should be in this conversation. Yeah. And it makes no real sense because, I mean, neither one of them have much of a resume other than they've got pedigree and they're unbeaten. And, you know, USC could lose this week to a team that shouldn't have even gotten to the championship game, and then you could easily dismiss them. But I mean, again, I don't think it matters. Guys, I don't think it matters. I think that it's only should be two teams, and, you know, and I think if you're Ohio State guy, you're already in unless you somehow lose to Northwestern.
Yeah.
So, there.
Let's talk to Todd. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the program.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I'm with you guys. I'm an Iowa State fan, have been my entire life. But
what? That's weird.
I grew up in Iowa, so
okay.
I went to school at Iowa State. I don't think they're one of those better teams. I would honestly look at even Coastal ahead of them being in the playoffs, just because they've got that undefeated schedule. It's an argument over everybody saying who deserves to be in the playoffs versus. If you had some sort of automatic bid, they'd you might argue if people deserve that, but they met those requirements to get in there.
Yeah, I guess I disagree with you because Coastal's best win is against BYU and Iowa State. Like, listen, the Big 12 ain't peaches and cream. It ain't nothing special. But if Iowa State ends up with two wins against Oklahoma and a win at Texas, I mean, that's granted they've got two losses. That's the argument you can make, but if Coastal played Oklahoma twice and Texas, I got a feeling they'd have at least two losses. And yeah, that's not to mention playing at TCU or I mean.
But see, that's the problem is we're speculating that. And that's.
But you kind of have to at some point.
Didn't you early in the show say you don't want a two-loss team playing for a championship?
I don't. And I'm not saying I'm not saying I want them. I'm firmly in the camp of I only want two teams.
Yeah, like, but you got four.
I've got four. So I don't know. I need to stop getting so worked up about who the fourth team is because it's not going to matter.
But, and the thing is, and for everybody who wants eight, we'd be having the same argument about seven, yes. Eight, nine right now.
Yeah, the ninth place team is going to be like, what the hell? We can't get in? We're freaking Georgia? You're telling us we're left out? I mean, well,
guess what?
Well, Georgia, you lost, what, two games, three games? Sorry, we just can't take you this year. But we're Georgia! And then eventually it's like, well, now look what we've got. We've got a 128-team playoff. And now it's like, well, we should be the 128th team. We're Michigan. Like, it's at some point, you got to cut it off.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
We talk a little NFL when we come back?
Yes, please. All right. I'll talk a little pajamagram right now. You want to get her something. Here's a pro tip. It's always nice to get something that she thinks you're getting for her, but really it's for you. So you go to pajamagram.com and you find your lady some sexy pajamas, something that will get you in the mood for love, maybe get her in the mood for love. And you say, here, dear, this is what I've got you. This is my gift to you. And really, we all know it's a gift to yourself because you're going to put your lady in those PJs and then you're going to get the gift of love. It all works out, the circle of life. Pajamagram's got they've got the sexy stuff. They've got cozy stuff. The softest pajamas in the world are at pajamagram.com, the Tempting Touch PJs. And right now, free gift packaging when you order. So you don't have to buy something and then wrap it up in a bunch of toilet paper and shove it under the tree. They're going to take care of things for you. Go to pajamagram.com. Fast, easy delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Bad for a weekend. So it's going to be forever. Or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business. And share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local.
Buying services.
Does that include?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So do you hashtag keep it local when you put a picture up?
No. Bill. Bob Kraft never kept it local. He went down to Florida to do it. You don't want to
James Harden didn't either.
Yeah, you don't want to keep it too local because then your wife will find out.
Interesting. So
when you're buying services.
I see. I have not done that, but if I did, I probably would hashtag keep it local.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I would have to hashtag keep it on the road because you don't want the wife to find out.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true. Okay. We're actually at a point where the playoff races in the NFL are kind of taking shape. And I'm curious about a few teams. We'll start with the AFC. I'm kind of curious about a few teams, whether you think they're going to be able to sneak in. Because right now, Chiefs would be your one seed. And it would be Dolphins at Steelers is your 2-7.
That's actually a pretty good game.
Colts-Bills as your 6-3.
Okay.
Browns-Titans is your 5-4.
Okay.
Still in the mix, obviously, Baltimore at 8-5.
And
Vegas 7-6, but I don't realistically see Vegas getting in.
I don't really realistically see them in it either. Baltimore, if they win out, they'll get in. Jacksonville, Giants, Bengals. They play two of the three worst teams in the league and the Giants. I mean, if the Ravens don't win those games, they don't deserve to be in. Sorry.
So the Ravens would have a tiebreaker over the Browns should they get there. And
They beat the Browns twice.
So the Browns and the Dolphins, but I think the Browns at 9-4 are pretty safe.
They are.
The Dolphins are kind of the team with the target. Now, would I rather see the Ravens in there than the Dolphins? Probably. Sorry, Dolphins fan. But I think the Ravens would have a chance against the Steelers if they went in as a 7 seed. And they might even be able to get to the 6 seed if they went out, because that'd be 11-5. That's going to be better than a 7 seed, I think. Over in the NFC,
Colts, by the way, have Texans, Steelers, Jaguars.
That's 0-3. That's 0-3.
The Steelers have one of the tougher remaining schedules. Well, they play the Bengals this week, but they've got the Colts and at Browns, so they've got two playoff caliber teams left on their schedule, but I think it's not going to matter much at this point. But they could conceivably lose four of their last five. That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Who does Titan have left?
I think I was just looked at theirs, and I think theirs is pretty pretty cakey too. The Titans' remaining schedule is,
I know they have Texan in there.
They do have
week
the Texans.
17.
Lions, Packers, Texans. That's who it was.
Yeah. The Lions are sneaky, but they should beat them. They're not beating the Packers. So
that Packers, by the way.
Yeah, that Texans game might actually mean something to them, at least for seeding purposes. Over in the AFC, the Packers are the one seed, and I think it's down. Well, I don't want to say it's down to them or the Saints for the one seed, because the Rams and the Seahawks are only a game behind them.
Yeah. I feel like we don't talk about the Rams, and the Rams are pretty good.
They've also gotten better as the season's gone on, which, that's a sign of good coaching. But
they play the Seahawks down the stretch, though. They've still got a game left, so one of them's going to knock off. But here's the Rams' remaining schedule: Jets, Seahawks, Cardinals.
They could win all three of those.
They could. Seahawks have football team, Rams, Niners. I think they could win all those. Although the football team's
sneaky.
Not embarrassing right
now. No, and somebody said you think the Colts go 0-3. Did I miss here? Yeah, I was making a joke. I want to clarify that. Apparently, I have to make sure I tell people that when I'm joking now. That, they're not losing to the Texans.
By the way, do you know how many teams are eliminated from playoff contention in the NFC?
Well, nobody in the East is eliminated.
The only team in the NFC eliminated from playoff contention?
Atlanta, right?
The Atlanta Falcons. Oh.
What about Carolina? They're not out?
No, they have some kind of tiebreaker. They lose one more and they're out. Their magic number is one to be out. In the AFC, Chargers, Jags, Texans, Bengals, Jets, all eliminated already.
Do you see by the way, that the Rams are a 17-point favorite over the Jets?
I can't do it. I want to do it. I would never take the Jets plus 17, but that's too much.
Yeah, it is too much, because I felt like even last week when I was given 13.5 with the
playing
Seahawks,
with fire.
That was about as. That,
by the way, that closed at like 16.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got.
I felt pretty good at 13.5, but so your one seed would be the Packers as of today. 2-7 matchup would be Saints and Cardinals.
Okay.
3-6 matchup would be Rams and Buccaneers. And your 4-5 matchup, the football team and the Seahawks.
Okay. Well, somebody's got to make it from the NFC East.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Packers' remaining schedule is Panthers, Titans, Bears.
I think they would all three of those.
I think they probably do too.
I mean, the Bears game will be a
the Tennessee game will be good.
Yeah, Tennessee could beat them.
The remaining schedule for your New Orleans Saints: Chiefs, Vikings at Panthers.
That's a 2-1.
Okay,
so they're gonna lose one.
Well, the Vikings always play the Chiefs tough.
They might upset the Chiefs, but I if they do, I bet they lose to the Vikings.
And then I guess they're the only two teams that have a chance to win the.
Well technically, Rams Seahawks are a game back.
Yeah,
but you're gonna need you're gonna need some losses there. If I had to bet, I'd say the Packers are probably in a pretty good spot here.
They're in the best spot, yeah, because they have a head to head over. They're in right now, right? They're ahead of the Saints.
Yeah. So, but it's the other teams that might be kind. There's not. I mean, Minnesota and Chicago aren't technically dead.
They're pretty dead,
but
though.
Because the Cardinals are not exactly, to me, a lock to get in. I could see one of those teams or even two of them catching them. So I wouldn't rule those guys
That's
out
true.
Just yet. I mean, they're only a game behind them.
Yeah.
And now,
and we just mentioned the Cardinals have Eagles, Niners at Rams left.
See,
this Eagles Cardinals game, the loser is in trouble.
Yeah, this is a loser leave town game.
Might be.
And yeah, because really the Eagles and all those guys are still alive in the East. It just depends on, you know, they're going to need the football team to come back to them a little bit though, because they're starting to pull away at 6 wins. About that.
Well, running away. Well,
they're a win ahead of the Giants and a win and a half ahead of Philadelphia, yeah. Basically. So
they've won 4 games in a row. Seahawks, Panthers at Eagles to finish the season for the football team.
See, I could actually see them winning one of those. Well, two of those. It'd come down to the Eagles game because it may not matter.
Yeah. It's funny because if somehow, let's say the football team wins out, or maybe they don't win out. If they let's say they lose to the Seahawks and still somehow win the division, because that we agree them beating the Seahawks is unlikely.
Yeah.
So let's just say that's a loss, but they still have a path to the division. I mean, they'd be 8-8 if they win out. Besides that, their non-divisional wins would be Bengals, Steelers, 49ers with Nick Mullins, and Panthers. Like, well, that's enough. You're in.
Yeah, well, that's but hey, unlike the college football argument, I just called back to that.
Well, meanwhile, the Giants beat the football team twice.
And beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, Giants feel like they should be in. Yeah. I still think I hope the Giants catch them, because I think the Giants are the better of those teams. This was not a promising performance against the Cardinals, but they had put on some good ones. And now their remaining schedule: Browns at Ravens, Cowboys, and probably the Browns and the Ravens both feel like they need wins.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get any cakewalks. I mean, the Ravens absolutely need wins. Browns probably a little less comfortable than they were.
I mean, they still have a pretty clear path. But yeah, history kind of
the Browns should never feel comfortable.
No, you're
and
still,
if you're a Browns fan, you should never feel comfortable, because it could easily come crashing down, because it usually does.
I don't think it will this year. I think they're good enough to get to the playoffs, and depending on the matchup, maybe win a game. I don't think,
but they do have a minus 20 point differential.
They do, because usually when they play good teams, they get their butts whipped. They didn't Monday night. They hung in there. They were battling.
They were out there battling.
They gave them a good run, and then gave Ravens fans a gift with the safety. Which,
meanwhile, the Falcons plus 6 in point differential.
It kind of makes sense.
The only team eliminated plus 6 in point differential.
Well, it's because when they do actually play well, they score a bunch of points. So
Meanwhile, the Cowboys are -102 and still in the mix for that NFC East.
Well, what are your Texans, out of curiosity? That they've got to be near
like
the bottom.
-20-something.
Oh, really?
No, -64. I was
okay.
Wrong.
Okay, yeah. Because they've had a couple of games where, like last week, where you're just like...
Well, they're nowhere near the bottom.
That's too bad.
The Jets...
You want to be number one.
You ain't catching them, Bubba. The Jets are -210. So that means the difference in the Jets' point differential and the Chiefs' point differential from -210 to +122.
Wow. Oh, all right. Let's take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Gym of the day coming up.
Yeah, gym of the day with a Florida woman. How about that?
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks finished mixed today amid some concerns about the current state of the economy, with retail sales in November down a greater than expected 1.1%, though there is some progress being made on a $900 billion relief plan coming out of Congress. The Federal Reserve said it will support the economy with low interest rates and more bond buying, but recommended that Congress do more to stimulate the economy with fiscal policy. The Dow finished down 44 points to 30,154, S&P up 6 to 3701. The NASDAQ, the stay-at-home stocks, the big winners, continue to extend their gains into record territory, up 63 points to 12,658, while the small-cap Russell 2000 finished down fractionally on the day. Oil up 24 cents to $47.85 a barrel. Gold up $12.50 to $18.67. It appears the Fed's going to keep short-term rates at zero till about 2023. Didn't say anything about capping long-term rates, so the yield on the 10-year note edged up to 0.92%, while the dollar weakened once again against key foreign currencies.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it's time for us to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, I don't know if you haven't seen this video, it's easy to find. It's at dailycaller.com.
This is the Tom Cruise.
No, this is... Oh. I want to get to that next. This is a crazy Florida woman who was caught on video attacking a vehicle, stealing the gas cap, and then sucking on it like a pacifier.
Ooh.
If that isn't the most Florida woman thing ever.
That sounds so hot.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's gas on that gas cap.
Mm-hmm. You should go watch that video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's...
I need to watch it because they deleted like half of Pornhub. Now at least I've got that gas cap video.
She's not
spank bank material.
No, I don't think she'd make Pornhub.
Mm.
I mean, she's kind of...
She would have been one of the deleted movies.
Is she a great big fat person? No, she's kind of large.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't like...
They call that section chubby.
I don't like to judge people that way, but...
Chubby somewhere between regular and BBW.
I think. She's like beating on the guy's car with a stick. That's her there. She's got a healthy gut.
Oh, yeah. She's chubby.
And now she's on the gas cap. Yeah. But she is wearing a visor.
Well,
it's up. But hey.
Wait, so she's scared of COVID, but not of sucking on a gas cap. Her immune system is crazy.
Yeah, somebody says a little touch of the gutter. This is a little more
than
a touch.
That's way more than a touch.
Yeah, I like a touch. I don't like someone who's tonguing the gutter.
Yeah, she licks the gutter.
Yeah. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panhock Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, and Aaron's going to tweet it out from the, is that going to be from the Degenerates account or from yours?
Yeah, okay. It'll be from the show account.
And then while we still have time, since taking a brief respite from sports, I don't know if you guys have seen the Tom Cruise video.
I watched it today. Yeah, what, you want to play this thing? So here, Tom Cruise is angry because people on the set of his, what is it, Mission Impossible 42?
I think it's 7.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. They don't really do numbers on those. Like Fast and Furious, it's easy. That is Fast 9, Fast 26.
They're apparently not following COVID protocol on the set, and Tom is none too happy about it.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us!
I don't think I bleeped that out. Sorry.
I think I was getting bleeped during the meeting. Oh, you must have gotten the different video. Yeah. Than
Let
I
me
did.
Check it real quick.
Yeah, maybe. And see if there's one that has a little better sound quality than that one, because I had a hard time hearing
it. I don't know where I found mine. Maybe on TMZ. Twitter
this one
is where
bleeped
I found
out.
Mine.
Okay.
Okay.
We're in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night! Insurance companies! Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies! We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever f***ing do it again. That's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their f***ing homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. In the future of the industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this movie down!
I think you should have done that to Lance.
My favorite part is it sounds like he's a character in a movie. Only a character in a movie would be that over the top.
Right.
Also, what it said, like, and mind you, he's bitching at people about not wearing masks, so he has to wear a mask, but you can obviously tell he's wearing a mask. There's no video of this. Someone just recorded it, like, on audio, like, in their pocket. They were like, oh, I got to start a video here. And it's in their pocket. No one was holding up a camera phone because
they would be dead.
Apparently, Tom Cruise has the power to make everyone disappear. He is a very, very powerful Scientologist wizard. So, maybe he does. I think he's level 12 or something. Level 13, 14? I don't know. He's top tier. I'll tell you that. He's like...
I think he's like second in command, according to the... Remini.
He's whatever stuff. He's that Navy commander now is basically what he is. But he has the power to make you go away. So nobody was bold enough to hold up their phone and get video, but there is some audio. And he's clearly wearing a mask, so it's all muffled, but it sounds, he's so over the top that it sounds like he's a movie character.
Yeah. Like, and people said, I want the truth. That's what it sounded like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although my favorite part is he says, that's it. And then goes on for 2 more minutes. And he also tells us that's what he sleeps with at night. So I would just say it's not Nicole Kidman anymore then.
That's true.
I guess, wasn't Katie Holmes the last one?
Yep.
Was Katie Holmes the last one?
Who's he
might
on?
Might not have been the last one.
See, I always liked her until she got with him, and then she kind of got...
It turned you off.
Yeah. She kind of redeemed herself with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, she was the last one. Mimi Rogers, then Nicole Kidman, and then Katie Holmes.
Boy, that's three... That's three of my all-time top 20.
Which, by the way, he went from... Like, he was he divorced Mimi Rogers in 1990. He married Nicole Kidman in 1990.
Dude, Nicole Kidman is still hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she looks terrific. I didn't really, the wife was watching that Hugh Grant thing she was in. It didn't really interest me, but she did, watching her on there. So
there's rumors that Elizabeth Moss is going to be involved in an arranged marriage with they want Tom Cruise to be married, and Elizabeth Moss is who they've chosen. She's 37. That's a young prize for him.
Yeah, right? she's not on my all time.
Yeah, she's list. I mean, she would
I don't find her even.
She would be his least attractive wife.
Yeah. She does absolutely zero for me. But yeah, Mimi Rogers, before she got old, dude, I think there's a movie called Rapture that she was in. It was awesome. Where I got to double check that. But
the crazy thing is that Elizabeth Moss, I haven't seen A Handmaid's Tale, but isn't it basically about like women being sold into like this weird cult? Like they're sex slaves, basically. And then she's like, you know what? I'm doing the real life version. I'm doing that. That's odd. Or is that irony? I don't know. I don't know what they call that, Fred.
It's dedication to the role. That's what we call committing to the role.
That's called method acting, sir. She's like Christian Bale.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about the Scientology people. I don't want them following me.
Are they going to follow me?
I don't know. I
mean, listen.
All I know is I saw that series that she did.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything at all.
Because I don't think they care about us because they already know we're not. We're what do they call them? What kind of people?
Undesirables?
No, they call them something people. Like, so there's some word for it that it's like you're so negative. You're so terrible to be around. Suppressive person.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they know I'm a suppressive person. They're not going to be around me. All right. But listen, you know what? They don't have Carbach. I mean, I guess they probably could get it, but they didn't get it from me because I'm a suppressive person. And now they're probably think Carbach is a suppressive company because I speak for them. But Carbach, listen, the thing about them, whoever you are, whatever your tastes, whatever your preferences, they've got something for everyone there, man. If you want something crisp, cold, refreshing, listen to me. Love Street. That's crisp, cold, and refreshing. You want something, you want IPAs, they've got a handful of different IPAs, so you find what hop profile fits your palate. They've got you covered. They've got stouts right now. It's stout season the way it should be. They got tons of them on tap there at the brewery. Go by and check it out. They've got things on tap at the brewery that you can't get anywhere else in the whole wide world, folks. Stop by, check it out. Have yourself a fantastic meal while you're there as well. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest on the restaurant and the brewery. And when you're out and about, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
It takes a while to walk on the wood. First turn from the hood, they curious. Bow and cry about 5 and jury. I get the comments with number this period. I got you be on.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.